And good morning to you. Welcome to hour number two of Better Lawns and Gardens, coming to you from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I am Tom McCubbin, and I'm filling in for Teresa, who is enjoying a great trip to Ireland. So I'll be with you during this hour, just as I was during the first hour. If you'd like to get in contact with us, you can text us at 23680. And a little later in the program, you'll be able to give us a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Or 1-888-455-2967. But we've got a lot of things happening during the first portion of the program. Calvin Gardner will be with us, Orange County horticulturist, going to be talking about getting the garden up and growing. You know, it's not going to be long before we'll be replanting the garden. I start most of my seeds, like tomatoes and peppers, as I mentioned during hour number one, during July. So right about now, I normally shoot for July 15th, 2 days from today. And I'll be planting the tomato seeds, the pepper seeds, and get those up and growing. And then in 4 weeks, guess what? I've got transplants ready for the garden. It's that quick during the summertime. So around the middle of August, I'll have the seedlings ready to go into the garden area. I want to thank all of our sponsors, of course. Quality Green Specialist Dana Vendrick was with us during the first hour. Black Cow, Peterson's Nursery in Lakeland, who's having a seasonal weed control program at 9:30 today, so you can catch that there. That's at Peterson Nursery, and that's in Lakeland. And Summit Responsible Solutions, of course, and those are some of the great people that make this program possible. Tell you what, we got the dirty word. Can we do it? Oh, yes. I had to do this. The dirty word today I grew up on a farm and had plenty of the dirty word, which is manure. Yes, we had cow, horse, pig, chicken, turkey, which we're having some here with. Rabbit manure, guinea pig manure. Have to think of all the different things. Lizzie has turkey manure right now.
Lots of it
going on. But anyway, manures. Manure is kind of fun. I've had all different kind of experience with manure. For instance, when I was a little kid, I grew up on a farm. And so I go out into the fields and I pick up the chunks, if you know what I mean, from the cows. And I'd actually bring them home in my pockets and put them on my grandmother's roses. It didn't seem to bother us to handle manure. We were around the animals all the time. So I guess maybe if we had some type of problem or something, we got used to it. I go to the fair. I feel bad for the animals today. I'll be honest with you. I go to the fair, and when you come out of petting the animals, they ask you to wash your hands or sanitize your hands. As I was telling Lizzie earlier in the morning, I feel maybe the people going in ought to sanitize their hands when they pet the animals.
True.
I used to bring it home, put it on my grandmother's roses. It improves the soil organic matter, provides some nutrients. Cow manure, for instance, is about a 0.5, 0.5, 0.5 nutrients of N, P, and K. I had a friend of mine in Maine, just interesting enough, give me a call one time. He said, I got a great fertilizer buy. I got a 5-5-5 fertilizer. And I said, what kind of fertilizer was it? He said, well, it's a manure type product. And actually, it's a low nutrient. Manures are low nutrient in general. And it was 0.5, 0.5, 0.5, so it wasn't quite as much as you might think. Black Cow, of course, is one of our great sponsors. They do a composted cow manure. Their cow manure is composted for about 90 days. And what that does is it breaks down the manure, gets rid of some of the fragrance, the smell of manures. I grew up with manure. I didn't mind manure. It was spread on the fields. It's one of those things you throw open the window in the nighttime, you smell the smell of manure and the alfalfa hay being cut and things like that. It was just part of farming. But if you use the manure, composted manure, you spread it over the garden, till it in, and you want about an inch to an inch and a half, and that should be adequate there. You can use a side dressing, about a half an inch of manure. And here's the question that we get, fresh versus composted. You can use fresh manure if you have a source for it, and I've had sources for it, and just work it into the soil. Animal manure, about 25 to 100 pounds per 100 square feet of garden, worked into the soil 90 to 120 days before harvesting vegetables. Here's the situation. Not everybody grew up on a farm. Not everybody's resistant to the problems that animals might be able to spread to you, and I use the word might. And so if the manure is composted, it breaks these organisms down, which helps out a lot. So dirty word of the day is manure. I like to use a lot of it. Get your black cow at your local garden center and spread it wherever it's needed, which is pretty good.
Now, can we circle back around that you said that you used to put the manure in your pockets to carry back for the rose garden?
I know.
You literally were probably not your parents' favorite child at the washing.
I was the manure spreader. I probably wasn't, and I probably didn't do a whole lot of it, but I remember bringing the chunks home, putting them right there in the garden.
Now, my second question is, did you have any type of payback for doing that?
No, just nice pretty roses.
Nice. There you go.
but I've used all different types, and your turkey manure, you can use that. That's a hot manure. I've actually killed plants with turkey manure, believe it or not.
Okay, well, we're going to go to break here shortly, and then after we get done talking to our guest, then we need to circle back to that one because I'm using my turkey manure everywhere that there's ground.
Yeah, but so. I made a tea out of it. And used it for a fertilizer solution.
We will circle back around on that one, too. All right.
Okay, sounds good. But anyway, lots of manures out there. Like I said, I've even used guinea pig and rabbit manure, all those types, which has worked out fine for me. So if you have a question, you can text us right now, 23680. And we'll be taking your calls here in just a little bit, but you might want to write the number down, 1-888-455-2967. Calvin Gardner is going to be with us, and we're going to be talking about vegetable gardening, getting the garden up and growing. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Great deals are now blooming at Quality Green Specialists. Featuring a wide variety of fancy trees, ornamentals, herbs, and flowers, including over 50 varieties of fruiting plants, with sustainable organic nursery products and top quality soil testing. Experience a world of beauty at Quality Green. Open 9 to 4 daily at 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand. Online at qualitygreenspecialist.com. Quality Green Specialists, top quality plants, sustainable gardening products, friendly expert advice.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-361-1289. 800-361-1289. 800-361-1289. That's 800-361-1289.
It's your responsibility to slow down and stay cool so everyone arrives alive. In Florida, the speed limit will never exceed 70 miles per hour on highways. Last June and July alone, there were more than 100,000 crashes, with over 2,300 caused by speed. Almost 500 people died, with many more suffering serious injuries. If you speed, you could destroy your life or another's. Slow down and stay cool. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp databank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-577-2648. That's 1-800-577-2648. Again, 1-800-577-2648.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin here at the microphone. Lizzie's at the control behind the second microphone. So we're both together here keeping the program up on the air while Teresa's taking some time off leading the group to Ireland. Kind of nice. We got a nice text message here, 23680, if you want to join. And it's from a listener, and they're saying that be careful of manures, because some of them have a herbicide in them that goes through the animals. If the animals have been grazing on hay that's been treated, at least the field was treated with the herbicide, it'll go through the animal into the manure, and the manure will cause your crops to have problems. They won't grow, especially tomatoes is one that it really affects. So if you're using fresh manure, this would be the case. Now, if you get it from composted manure, such as black cow, there is no problem. They take care of that. They make sure that the animals are not being fed any of those type of hays that might have that herbicide in it. So if you're getting fresh manure, you might just ask and see where they're getting their hay or what they're feeding them. It might just be all solid grains. That could be. Okay, right now it's time for the vegetable garden. Let's call in Calvin Gardner, University of Florida, Orange County Extension horticulturist. Calvin, good morning to you.
Good morning. How you doing, Tom?
I am okay. Hey, I just walked out during break time and saw the sun's up, so I guess it's time to plant the garden. I don't know. It's kind of hot out there right now today.
You got to get right out there right when the sun's coming up, just so it's just enough to see, but just, you know, cool enough not to sweat. Yeah. All the water you drink.
Well, in my house this morning, Calvin, it was almost 80 degrees. I think it was 78 degrees or something like that. It's still hot out there. Now, what is the interest in home vegetable gardens right now? Is it increasing, decreasing? Is it steady? What are you seeing?
You know, it's a pretty interesting question to try to find the stats on people building gardens in their backyard. But I can definitely tell you that the increase in applications to community gardens is getting more and more each year. I think it climbed something like 16% between 21 and 22. So, you know, we're just getting a lot of applications in. People are really wanting to make sure that maybe they're growing their own food. There's a lot of interest around flowers, too, even in community gardens as well. So, it's just kind of a growing field in communities. And I think COVID kind of helped spur that on a little bit as well.
Yeah. I know during COVID, there was a big interest in planting things, landscaping, plants, vegetables, and everything. And I was just wondering if people are losing some of their enthusiasm for the home garden, but you're saying that the community garden interest is on the upswing. That's good.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, being in mostly the urban settings, with the extension office, you know, a lot of people who don't have access to that land in their backyard or their front yard, we're seeing is this kind of becoming that alternative or that space.
Yeah.
For when they want to grow their own veggies.
So what should gardeners be doing now, the plan for a new garden?
Well, that's a great question, Tom. I always tell people that the best gardeners are always thinking, you know, at least 2 to 4 months ahead of time. So when we're sitting, you know, in mid-July, you know, this is time to start thinking about what you're going to be planting for the fall season. So that would be maybe starting some seeds. You know, by the end of this month, we could start, you know, really some of our tomato seeds, and some of our pepper seeds, because we want to have some good, strong plants as we put them into the ground going into that fall weather. You know, what kind of foods they want to be eating. You know, they think about what they want to have on the dinner table and what seeds they want to be purchasing now to then just be prepared to make life easier when they start planting. And finally, maybe it's just what kinds of garden beds they want to do. If they want to add any extra beds, you know, what size bed do they want? And, you know, I know summer's not always the ideal time to build things, but it's always nice to go out and go get those materials, buy those grow bags or those containers you want to grow in, and some of that soil just to prepare yourself for when the weather gets a little bit cooler.
Yeah.
Get you off to a good start.
I know it's hot outside, but really this is the kind of the start of the vegetable gardening season for home gardeners. It looks like to me if you start planting soon, I'll start mine in the middle of August. I'll have transplants growing, put ready for the garden. It looks like if you get them started soon, you got about 9 months of great crops, including the warm season crops and the cool season crops. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah, I 100% believe that. I feel like when it comes down to it, you know, if you're thinking ahead month by month and you do it right, you could actually probably get 12 good months at this point because, you know, everybody kind of rags on the summer too, but the summer is full of sunlight and water. And so even, you know, people, if they start now, they can start thinking those 2 months ahead of time, like you were saying, you're planting in August already. And you can start getting a lot of those really good classic summer or you know, cool season and warm season crops. And then you can kind of draw them into the summer and get your sweet potatoes down. It's just kind of the beauty of living in Florida is that we get so many growing seasons.
Yeah. During the summer, I just want to mention, some of the crops are not my favorites. I love okra. The rest of the family doesn't, so I don't raise it. The southern peas. Family's not happy with it. Now, sweet potatoes, we can grow, and you do get a good crop of sweet potatoes during the summertime. Mm-hmm. Now, you've got a great...
You're telling me you don't like shell and peas? In front of the TV for hours?
You know, I like them. They do have these little shellers that you can use, and I like them, but the rest of the family doesn't. I like the southern peas, the cow peas, zipper cream peas. I like all those. You put a little ham in with them, but the rest of the family doesn't. So I depend on my neighbors to supply some of those sometimes. Good eating. Hey, listen, you have something through the University of Florida, which is called the Florida Vegetable Gardening Guide. Tell us a little bit about that and how people can get a copy.
Yeah, so we have our Florida Vegetable Gardening Guide. I like to call it is our holy grail publication of vegetable gardening. It is a catch-all. It covers topics like site planning, soil prep, composting, fertilizing, irrigation, pest management, how to garden without pesticides, and if that wasn't enough, Tom, it also includes a table of about 40 crops that are really common to find in the home garden and exactly, you know, how to grow them, when to put them into the ground, how much yield you're going to get, if they need to be transplanted or not. I mean, this document is just like a wealth of information for the home gardener, all kind of smacked into one.
Yeah, I have my copy right here. It's a number of pages, and it has varieties if you want to find out what varieties might do well, some of them. And then you can try the university suggestions and then kind of veer off on your own, pick out some that you might like to grow too.
Oh, yeah. I love to tell people in my classes, do not, you know, with all the work you have to put into a garden, don't make a good portion of that work all the research you have to do on the right varieties and maybe buying some you don't know and trying, you know, whole season to see if they even work. Let us do the heavy lifting for you on that. And just, you know, you can start out by following those varieties, and that already sets you up for so much success.
Yeah.
With just our hotter weather and more humid conditions.
Calvin, how do they get the copy of this guide?
So there's about two different ways. The simplest way that I always tell people to get the copy is that you can actually just go on the web and type in Florida Vegetable Gardening Guide, US, and it will likely be the first thing that shows up on the search engine. Or if you'd like to, which we always love, you can come on down to the extension office and we can give you one of these copies for free.
Wow.
So the one online is free too, but you know, you'll get a little bit more out of it, I'm assuming, if you come down to the extension. Just you can see our gardens and see this document in action.
Yeah. Most extension offices in Florida, and each county has one, would have a copy of this. You could get it for you. But you're at 6021 South Conway Road in Orlando, so they could come on by. And when they come on by, they're also going to see a garden there, right?
Oh, yeah. You're going to see a few gardens there. We got all different kinds. We have formal gardens full of ornamentals. We have wildflower gardens, pollinator gardens, and, of course, vegetable gardens in a few different areas where we're, you know, some are your classic crops and some are crops that, you know, we're testing out to see their viability in Florida. So you'll just see a load of different things and maybe, you know, hopefully walk away with some ideas of what you want your garden to look like.
Yeah. So what soil preparation do you recommend to get the garden up and going?
All right. So when it comes to soil prep, there are a few things that I suggest, especially after in the summer. You know, you're getting a lot of rain. It's washing out your soil. You know, your soil may or may not have had things growing over it. The first thing I always suggest people is if you see a lot of grittiness, a lot of sandiness in the soil, just make sure you're getting some more organic matter. I know you were talking about manure right ahead of time. What an excellent thing to put into the garden. And then also some compost as well. Will do wonders to kind of bring back some of that holding capacity for the soil, being able to hold more water, being able to hold more nutrients and fertilizer. And then also just making sure, you know, for a little bit more soil prep is to just get a quality fertilizer at the beginning of the season, preferably a slow release, something that you're going to put down to the soil before you plant, you know, maybe a week or so to let it start releasing and then really getting all your plants in as the season continues, but something that's just going to keep those nutrients in your soil inside that compost are going to be two major things that will help contribute to your successful harvest in about 3 months or so.
Yeah. Now, they're going to probably have to put down some more fertilizer as time goes on, right?
Yes, sir. Typically, you know, when we initially start out, we like to, you know, kind of blanket a fertilizer over the area. But then as the season goes on, you want to do a thing that we call side dressing, where you take a little bit of fertilizer and you go directly around a few inches around the root zone, and you just put a little bit more of that fertilizer. And that's just going to, one, make sure the fertilizer doesn't get sent anywhere else or even lands on the leaves and burns them. But it also is just kind of giving that steady supply. And, you know, you got a lot of different crops this season. You got your, you know, your broccolis that are going to want so much nitrogen. You know, anything in that brassica family, your leafy greens,
good,
are all going to want a lot of that fertilizer, or maybe even like your tubers, like your carrots, your potatoes are going to want that potassium.
Good. Calvin,
having
I got
a well-rounded fertilizer helps.
Calvin, I got to run, but we appreciate you being with us. And Calvin Gardner, University of Florida County Extension Horticulturist, 6021 South Conway Road. They can come by and see you, get a copy of the guide, and enjoy the garden also. Thanks for being with us.
Alrighty. Thanks for having me on.
Okay. You have a great gardening day. We appreciate it. I've got my copy right here, the Florida Vegetable Gardening Guide, and you can too. You can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text us at 23680. We'll be back. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-361-1289. 800-361-1289. 800-361-1289. That's 800-361-1289. Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. That's 800-218-5088.
Thanks for joining us this morning for Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm happy to be in as a substitute host today, host emeritus, as Teresa says. Lizzie's at the controls and keeping us up and running and helping out with the program today. We appreciate it. I have this little survey I just got in today. It's kind of neat.
Okay.
It's produced by a company called Lawn Starter. What they do is they supply names and companies that can take care of your property for you. And this is on accidents in the landscape. And so it says that the survey started off by saying 6.8% of the U.S. homeowners are very concerned about accidents. 17.6% are somewhat concerned. And of the survey, they did 1,000 homeowners, and it said 21% are about experience a serious injury while working on the lawn and landscape. It says, while about 8% of those respondents said they had to seek medical treatment. Now, you know, I've been out there in the landscape working, and just sometimes just bending over your back hurts. And so it says most injuries resulted from picking up debris or heavy items. That was 20%. And we just got to be careful when we pick things up, especially if we get a little bit older. All of a sudden, you can picking something up and you just hurt your back. And 18, almost 19% of the injuries resulted from kneeling, squatting, and bending over. So you got to be careful. I notice as you get older, it gets a little harder to get up once you're down on your knees pulling those weeds. And the last one, 13% or more about, resulted from weed whacking. Have you ever been hit by one of those string trimmers? I wear boots and everything when I'm out there working in the landscape. We were just talking about injuries. Lizzie, she was on the phone with a resident here. But about 20% of the injuries resulted from picking up debris and heavy items. You've done all this type of work.
Yes, definitely. I've fallen out of trees, too.
That's not on the list. They may have covered that. I don't know. The other one was kneeling, squatting, bending over, 19% of the injuries, and weed whacking. And so when I go out to do weed whacking, string trimming, whatever you want to call it, I will wear boots. I don't always have my legs covered. I wear shorts an awful lot.
Ooh,
but I put the eye guards on.
Yes.
You never know when something like that's going to pick something up and just send it right towards you.
Yes, yes. Our daughter's boyfriend, he was being nice and came out to weed eat one day. And I'm like, boy, you better go get your sunglasses. And he's like, what? And I'm like, don't do that to yourself.
Yeah, your eyes are too valuable, no doubt about it. Let's go to Tallahassee and talk with Beverly. Bev, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I am fine, thank you. I appreciate hearing from you, and I appreciate the correspondence you and I do throughout the year. We appreciate it.
It's just so nice hearing you on the radio waves for a change.
Well, it's nice to be there in Tallahassee, that's for sure. And I know you can't garden as much as you used to, but you still enjoy the plants and everything.
Yeah, I went from landscaping about 8 acres to I'm down to about 5 pots on the porch. But I'm getting back out there. I wonder how those people in the survey, how old were those people?
I'm sure it did say, but I don't have the full survey with me.
I do have one question. You know, I'm up here in Tallahassee. We're zoned 8B.
Yes.
So I'm wondering what you recommend for old age.
For old age? you know, you're putting me in that same category there. I suggest you keep doing what you can. You keep doing as much as possible, because if you just sit back and don't do anything, you're just going to start getting more aches and pains and not be able to move quite as well. So,
I found that to be true. The first thing you do is you get up.
You get up and get going. Hey, Beverly, I got to keep moving on, but I appreciate your call.
Love you, Tom. Bye-bye. Yeah,
love you, too. Bye-bye now. Let's go to Dave in Melbourne. Dave in Melbourne, good morning to you.
Hey, Tom, good morning. Tom, I have a Florida mulberry tree, which I grew from a seedling. Now it's about 10 feet tall. At first, I thought I wanted it to be a tree, but I found it's difficult to get the fruit off it if it's so big. How do I turn my little tree into more of a bush so I can harvest the fruit?
Well, you know, they're called mulberry trees for the reasons that they grow trees. I'm not sure you're going to be happy with a mulberry bush, to be honest with you. You probably can keep it somewhere around 10 or 12 feet. And at that point, you can still pick things off pretty well there because the branches will hang down. And guess what? If you don't pick them off, the birds will. But I think you're going to have to keep it probably in the 10 or 12 foot range anyway.
Okay. It looks a little unshapely right now. How should I shape it?
Just with the normal tree shape, a single leader with good branching coming off of it. And, that's kind of what you want. If something's, out of bounds, then you can go ahead and prune that back some, but you want the normal tree look.
Okay. All right. Can I get in a quick question about a citrus tree?
Sure. Go ahead.
I've got a marsh grapefruit that I bought several years ago from a box store, and I made the mistake of not loosening up the root ball enough, so it's never really taken off.
Okay.
It's got a few leaves on it right now. Is it still worth messing with, do you think?
How big is it? How tall?
I'd say it's about 5 feet tall.
Yeah, I dig it, break the root ball apart and reset it and take my chances.
Okay. All right. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay.
Have
you're quite welcome. Let's do one over here with the text messages. This is from Melbourne, upgate on an avocado tree. Had a few avocados. Flowers never sprouted throughout the tree, but you got a couple of them. And it put out a lot of shoots. Will the tree be stronger next year? Yeah, you know, they get on biennial bearing habit and sound like this is a young tree there. If it is, you may have a couple of more years before you start getting good production out of it. Should you trim it back? We try to keep the avocados at about 20 feet, somewhere around there. So if it's getting beyond that, yeah, we can do it. You can do it during the summertime. They have a papaya, and it's flowering again. They want to keep the fruit flies out, papaya fruit flies out of the fruits. There is no spray that I know of for doing that. But what people do is they put the fruits they want to save in paper bags, or they can cover them with some type of netting to keep the papaya fruit flies out, which is a wasp-looking insect. And, yes, it will lay eggs in there, and then you get a bunch of what we call maggots inside. And so you got a problem. So, but I know of no spray that you can use for that. Let's see if there's anything else here. They use some natural sprays and don't think they did very much. I don't think the spray is going to help you on something of that nature. So anyway, if you have the papayas, do what you can to get the fruits, but you're going to have to protect them. That's for sure. You're going to end up with a little bit of a problem there. A few vegetables to start thinking about right now. Southern peas. We talked with Calvin about some of these. Pretty soon you're going to be having to start your pumpkins if you want them. Sweet potatoes can still be grown. Yard-long beans. And you start your seeds for transplants. For eggplants, peppers, and tomatoes, start those during the middle of the month. We'll be coming back. When we come back, we still would like to have your questions. You can call Lizzie, 1-888-45-LAWNS, 1-888-455-2967, or text us at 23680. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Floridians love boating with family and friends, exploring our state's amazing waterways. But even experienced boaters can lose sight of the risks of passengers standing or sitting in improper locations. Bow riding by passengers of any age is extremely dangerous. Be sure that passengers only sit or stand in designated areas while underway. Their safety is your responsibility. Safe boating is no accident. To learn more, visit the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission at myfwc.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
2 degrees every minute. That's how fast a car heats up in the Florida sun. And cracking a window open does very little to keep the vehicle cool. A child's body temperature can rise 3 to 5 times faster than adults. Never leave a child or a pet unattended in a vehicle, even for a short period of time. If you see a child or pet locked in a car, take immediate action and call 911. Every time you leave your vehicle, check for kids and pets. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Call 800-906-9086. That's 800-906-9086. Again, 800-906-9086. That's 800-906-9086.
Living with a body of water right outside your home sounds delightful until these boogers start showing up. Mosquitoes aren't just annoying. They can carry deadly diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. But with Summit Mosquito Dunks, you can have your pond without all the worry. Simply drop a Summit Mosquito Dunk into standing water and kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Mosquito dunks are harmless to people, pets, fish, and wildlife. So it's just that stop hanging around. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Thank you for joining us today. I appreciate the listeners hanging on there. We'll get to your calls in just a little bit here. But first, I want to remind everybody, if you missed any of today's program or show or any of the others, you can hear us Better Lawns and Gardens on betterlawns.com, on audioboom.com, iHeart, iTunes, Spotify, and Amazon. And you can find Better Lawns and Gardens on Facebook also. So there's a lot of ways to stay in contact with us. And sign up for Teresa's newsletter, and you can do that at she-consulting.com, and the subscription is free, which is kind of nice. Anything I missed on that there?
No, but the newsletter is very, very interesting. So, and
you have a section in the backyard one, July in your backyard.
Yes, yes. I cover what I'm doing, what I'm totally messing up, because, you know, we have listeners who call and they're like, I have a dumb question. Or I talk to people and they're like, I'm afraid to grow because I'm just going to kill it. I'm like, it's okay, kill it, and then you'll learn from it. So
that's right, exactly.
That's what my section's about.
You know, all horticulturists have killed something at one time or the other, many things. Let's go to Gary right now. Gary, good morning to you.
Morning, Tom. I love the old Florida look, the, you know, bromeliads and Spanish moss and all of that.
Me too.
And I've got quite a bit of that on my property. And I've got some of the beautiful big tillandsias, the big tillandsia utriculatas and fasciculatas that look like big pineapple plants.
Yes.
And some of them are, the middle of them is rotting out or getting chewed out by the Mexican bromeliad weevil. And I was wondering if BT would help with that, or neem would help with that, or if you know anything about that.
I do not know of the controls that are available for it, no. Those would be some that I would reach for. Weevil's going to be kind of hard to control. If I was reaching for something and thought I had a chance with, I'd probably go with one of the synthetic pyrethroids. And that's going to be in something like Ortho Bug Be Gone or Bioadvanced insect control, one of those. You can try the neem. It might work, but weevils are pretty tough insects.
I know the state's been fighting with this. How often would you use something like that?
I'd give it a try and see what results you get, and then, you know, if it starts to repeat again, then I'd go ahead and spray it again. But Just continue spraying what it's not going to work if it's not going to be effective, if it's not working. But synthetic pyrethroids are pretty good insecticides, and so just follow the label on the product that you choose.
Yeah, I'll try to keep it organic here, and there's not much probably that I can do.
Yeah, you know, the organic pyrethrins alone might work. I don't know. They're normally not as good as the synthetic pyrethroids.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Gary. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Jim in Ocoee. Jim, good morning to you.
Good morning. I have about a 3 or 4 year old Plumera tree that I had in a gallon pot that was sunk into the ground, and I'd gotten flowers on it. But this year there was so much shade over it, I took it out of the ground and repotted it in a 3-gallon pot and put it in full sun. And I thought I did a good job with the drainage, but I think some of the tips are getting soft. I'm worried it got too much water. I don't know. I've covered it so it can't get any more water right now. What I want to know is, should I repot it? Should I let in like nothing but a lava rock? Should I not even mess with it? Or should I cut off those tips if they're soft, or what?
I'd leave them at this point in time and see what happens. Dig down in the container, check the roots, see what's going. You know, if the roots are rotting, you have no there's no choice probably, but to go ahead and take it out and repot it and see if you can get it growing in a well-drained soil mixture. Get somebody's good potting soil and give it a try. But, yeah, it's sounds like the roots are rotting to me.
Okay, so actually take it out and check the roots.
Check the roots, yeah. If they're, if they're rotting, you might as well go ahead and just take it out and repot it. Maybe it did stay too wet at one time. And you may keep
Would
it a little
I cut
bit
off those rotting roots.
Yeah, you can cut off the rotted roots. They're rotted. If it's rotting, you know they're not doing the plant any good. So you can cut those off. And of course, it may just go ahead. Plumeria roots back from the stem, so it's a good possibility. Even if you keep it on the dry side, it will re-root and start a new plant for you.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay, you're quite welcome, Jim. You know, the biggest problem people are having with the plumeria, besides what Jim is having, is the plumeria rust. They get a rust on them, which is orange colored. In fact, I had a picture yesterday that somebody sent me, wanting to know what to do about it. It's really orange and powdery. It's on the bottom of the leaves, and on top they're yellow dotted. And if that's the case, you need to get a fungicide, one for rust control. And BioAdvance and Ortho, all of them have rust control fungicides. And as soon as you start to see the problem, you start putting the fungicide on. Otherwise, it's going to take over the plant and cause leaf damage. Let's go to Rio. Good morning to you. Hello, Rio.
Hello, John.
Yes.
Rico from Valkyria.
Rico, okay, good.
My bad, I'm sorry.
Lisa didn't put the C on there. That's okay. How you doing? Nice to hear from you.
I'm good, Tom. I'm good. I listened to the discussion about fruit flies.
Yeah.
And last year I found something almost 100% effective. Yellow sticky balls.
Okay, good. They do make those.
My guavas, which tend to be a real attractors for fruit flies. I hung a half a dozen large yellow sticky balls that I got on the internet, hung them in there, and I had virtually 100% guava without fruit flies this past year.
Did you really? Well, that worked out well for you.
I was shocked, so I'm going to do it this year. I bought a bunch more. So I thought I'd pass that on. It works, and the person with the problem
with the papayas,
they might hang a couple of yellow sticky balls in there, and it attracts the fruit flies. They stick to the ball, and you get your papayas without the insects in them, the larva.
Yeah, I wonder if the sticky board would work also. You know, they make a yellow sticky board for catching insects.
Yeah, I tried that, and it wasn't near as effective. It was maybe 50% effective. The yellow sticky balls were almost 100% effective. I don't think I had 5 out of the hundreds and hundreds of guavas I ate last year. Maybe 5 had some damage from fruit flies.
You know, I have to tell you, Rico, I ran across a couple. They asked me to come out and look at a problem, and they were making jelly, and all the jelly had the little larva in it where they were making the jelly. So
extra
protein.
Protein, that's the word. Can we talk about mangoes for a second?
Sure, yeah.
I have 5 15-year-old seed-grown mango trees in the up on the property. 4 of them have are the size of baseballs, and they're completely full of fiber. But the 5th one is fiber-free, dark orange flesh, and it's absolutely delicious. I think it's a cross between a Glen at a Bailey's Marble, and absolutely delicious. I've named it Orico Gold.
There you go. Well, that's kind of neat. But that's what you'll get out of a seedling selection. Sometimes you'll get ones with a lot of fiber in them. Sometimes they'll have an off flavor, like the turpentine taste to it.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. Now, the ones with the fiber, they're sweet. And what I wind up doing, I get them good and ripe, and I roll them on the concrete real hard, and then I cut the end out and suck the juice out of them.
Oh, there you go. You got it figured out. Now,
yes,
when you plant...
Anyway, how's Joni?
Joni's doing fine. She's retired and just enjoying life, doing some of the things she likes to do. Not as much gardening, a lot of painting and things of that nature, but she wishes everybody well, that's for sure.
Well, we wish her well, too, and tell her we think about her and pray for her.
Yeah, thank you, Rico. Now, Rico, one more quick question for you. When you planted your avocado, your mango seeds, did you get more than one tree per seed?
I planted dozens of them. You know, I just threw the spent seed in the bushes, and up popped a mango a few years later. And, I got a bunch of them around that are small. And what I've started doing now, I've started cutting them down and grafting good cultivars to them.
Yeah, good. I got to run, Rico, but I appreciate your thoughts. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. Appreciate all the callers today. We have a great bunch of listeners and emails and that I get, and your text messages, 23680s, which you've been sending them to. We appreciate every bit of that there. Want to thank Lizzie for keeping us up and running today and taking good care of me.
Thank you. Don't forget about Peterson's Nursery. They have the seminar coming up.
9:30.
Mm-hmm, and on weeds.
Seasonal weed control. You know, I should go down there and attend that, because I really have all different kind of weeds in my landscape. There's no doubt about it. I got to get out there and pull them. That's what I do. You can do some spot weed control also. Want to thank also Quality Green Specialist. Dana was with us from Quality Green Specialist and DeLand. And Calvin Gardner was with us. Thank you very much from the Extension Office. One of our sponsors also besides Quality Green is Black Cow. Thank you. And, of course, Summit Responsible Solutions with all their great products there. Their mosquito bits, mosquito dunks, year-round spray oil, and everything. It's been my pleasure, folks. Thank you. Teresa will be back next week. I'm Tom McCubbin. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. That's 800-218-5088.